Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I want to dive in and talk about Labor Day. Labor Day is coming up here in the United States, and Labor Day is a holiday that we celebrate the works and the contributions of laborers and achievements made by them. So it's an exciting holiday. And I think that it's fun because, of course, we get a 3-day weekend. Labor Day is always the first Monday of September. And I think it's really easy to be like, woohoo, 3-day holiday, right? Like, I love 3-day weekends. I'm not going to lie. But something I want to share about today is also remembering that Labor Day, yes, is of course a holiday that we love, but also remembering the importance of taking time off and honoring Labor Day. Because obviously Labor Day, like I said, it's all about like honoring the work, and that it's so cool that, you know, all year long we get to be at a job, right? And so really taking the time maybe this year to pause and reflect on that and maybe find some gratitude in the fact that you get to celebrate that day and be like, wow, like so cool, right? And maybe taking the weekend to really chill and really relax and not just make it a weekend of like, let's go, 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 let's do, like, oh my gosh, all the projects that we could be doing or the vacation that we could go take, right? And maybe this year, looking at Labor Day maybe a little bit differently and making it and looking at it more than just a holiday, and maybe you're looking at it as more of a reminder to prioritize our health and well-being and prioritize that so that we can celebrate Labor Day and the contributions of our work and all the fun things that we get to do at work all year long, and maybe prioritize the rest and the relaxation that we can incorporate in our lives because of Labor Day and remembering Labor Day. So I hope that makes sense. But I know that we live in such a fast-paced world, and it can be so hard to forget the importance of taking time off, taking time for ourselves. And many of us, you know, I can be guilty of this sometimes, that we really feel guilty or anxious when we're not working. And we're like, oh my gosh, like I need to be productive. I need to do something, right? But the truth is that, you know, taking time off is crucial, not only for our mental health, but for our physical health, our emotional health, you know, and even our spiritual health, all the pillars that we talk about here on the podcast and, of course, inside my Blissfully Balanced program, is that, you know, we really honor all the pillars: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual wellness. And taking time off to really celebrate, and maybe even, like I said, this year, looking at it a little bit differently to allow us to recharge and de-stress and come back to work feeling more energized and focused. So I personally love to have a really healthy mix of things on the weekends, and especially holiday weekends like this, so like Labor Day, Memorial Day, like 4th of July, however that falls, right? I love to have a healthy mix of all the things on a long weekend. So I love to make sure that I'm getting things done around my house. So I love to make a to-do list of, you know, oh man, I need to really, you know, power wash the deck, or maybe I need to, you know, fix a scuff mark of paint or a scuff of paint or something, a scuff mark that's on the wall that maybe chipped the paint. I don't know. Like deep cleaning the house, maybe reorganizing some closets or decluttering or cleaning out the garage, right? Like I love to make to-do lists of things like that, that need to get done or that maybe haven't gotten done in a couple weeks around the house, that I love to get done and feel accomplished on, right? I love having a nice, good to-do list. I also love finding the balance of making sure that I'm spending time with my family, and not only with our extended family, but with also just the four of us, just with me and my husband and the kiddos, right? I love making sure that we're doing something with just the four of us on a long holiday weekend. I love to make sure that we're also spending time with extended family. I love to make sure that we're also getting some time in with our friends that support us, and that, you know, we have a healthy, really great tight-knit group of friends that we love to spend time with, and we love spending time with our kids. So making sure that I get time in with them, making sure that I get a really good workout in somehow, some way in that really long weekend, whether I do a really good yoga or I do a really nice long bike ride by myself, or we all go hiking together as a family, right? I love to have a healthy mix of all of those things, plus relaxation, maybe sleeping in one morning, or sitting and reading a book for a couple hours on an afternoon, right? Whatever that means. And it all means something different to everybody, right? But what I'm trying to get at here is making sure that we don't spend those holiday weekends doing, going, right? So that, you know, we go to work on Tuesday after the long holiday weekend and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, right? And I'm not recharged. I'm more exhausted because I didn't do anything to recharge myself this weekend while I'm supposed to be honoring Labor Day, right? I didn't do anything to de-stress and to really fulfill yourself in that balance of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual wellness, right? And so these long holiday weekends, I really, really love, because I like to make sure that I'm doing something out of each one of those pillars to refill my cup back up, and even just get like a little bit of that balance back. And sometimes I'll even cook like a lot of meals and freeze them off, right? So that I can have a really great balance in my physical with my eating. So make sure I got some really healthy meals for the next several weeks, or some really great like protein muffins or protein bars that I make a bunch of, right? And freeze them off, whatever. And I'm making sure that I'm hitting all the boxes and checking all the boxes in every single one of those pillars, all four of those pillars, that I'm doing at least one thing on a holiday weekend, that I'm recharging, I'm resting, I'm de-stressing, I'm doing all the things. Plus I'm spending quality time with my family. I'm getting caught up on some of the achievements that I want, or the things that I want to do around my house. And I'm having a really amazing holiday weekend, right? There's a lot of stuff we can get done in 72 hours if you prioritize it right, you know? And we like to make sure too that sometimes we'll go on a date afternoon or a date night, or we'll go out with just our friends one of the evenings, right? But making sure that we're checking all the boxes. And me and my husband, I love that we just agree on that, that we're just like, oh, we love weekends. And sometimes our regular weekends are like this too. We're like, oh, we love it when we can rest a little bit, we can relax, we can get things done, we can also spend time with our kids, we can spend time with the family. Like, oh, what a cool weekend when we get to do all those things, right? And we can go to bed that evening, you know, that Monday night or that Sunday night of a holiday weekend, just, I always call it blissfully exhausted, like so happily exhausted that you're like, woo, I'm so tired, but in the best way possible, because I got done with so much stuff and I feel so good. To me, that is being recharged. That is de-stressing. And that is getting more energy built back up inside of myself so that I can be more focused on all the things that I want to focus on coming up that week, and that I don't feel more drained and more exhausted and mad at myself because I spent all weekend in bed, or I went out of town until the last second possible. And now, my gosh, it's Monday night at 10 o'clock and I got all this laundry to do and I didn't do anything around my house. I didn't get caught up in anything. I was gone all weekend. Like, I don't have to feel that way. Do we go out of town on some holiday weekends? Of course we do, but not all the time, because I like to create that environment for myself that I'm happy and that I can check all the boxes. So anyway, I feel like this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but I just wanted it to be a reminder for you to maybe look at Labor Day a little bit differently this year, and maybe think about that, and maybe have that conversation with your partner today or tomorrow and be like, hey, what do we want to do this weekend or, you know, coming up for Labor Day? That might look a little different. Like, what can we do to make sure that we both feel fulfilled? What can we get caught up on together? What can we do as a family to make sure that we all have all the boxes checked, so that we can maybe start changing it up on how we enjoy our holiday weekends together, and get that R&R that we really feel like we deserve and that we really are craving. So, you know, maybe go for a hike with the family, maybe spend time with your family or friends, maybe relax at home for a whole day and have a movie day on Monday when you've done stuff all weekend, right? But make sure that you prioritize your well-being and enjoy the day off. And remember, taking time for self-care is truly just as important as taking time for your work. You have to take care of yourself first. And I tell people and all my clients this so often, it's like, if you don't take care of you, you can't take care of anything else. So you have to be number one. And that's not selfish. And that's not being egotistic or anything like that. It is literally, you know, on a plane, they tell you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then the person traveling with you. If, you know, they can't get the oxygen mask on themselves, they say to put it on you first, because if you don't do you, you can't take care of that other person, right? So remember that too on this holiday weekend, and really any weekend and any day really too. Like, we have to take care of us first so that we can show up in the best way possible to take care of the others in our home. We can show up the way we want to for work. We have to prioritize our health and our wellness. We have to. It's not a luxury. It's not a, oh, yay, I get to do this and woohoo for me. Yes, of course you should celebrate it, but it should not be something that you're like, oh yeah, like cool, I did it. Like, it should be something that is a regular part of your life that you constantly show up to serve yourself, whether that's your physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, maybe sometimes in life, like I said, like creating that balance. Sometimes maybe it's deeper in the emotional than it is the mental and the physical and the spiritual. Maybe sometimes it's more the physical than it is the other things, right? It's all about the balance. That's why I love balanced wellness. And so just remember that this weekend to show up for you, do what makes you happy, serve yourself, especially this weekend. Because if you don't take care of you, then you can't show up at work every single day, the job that you work, in the best way that you want to show up, because you're not cared for, right? Okay. I hope you guys love this episode today. I hope it makes a little bit of a change and a healthier impact to your holiday weekend. Thanks for tuning into this web episode today. And I hope that it truly does inspire you to prioritize your health and well-being this Labor Day weekend and beyond. So tune in next time, guys. Bye-bye. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus, just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.